Hello, hello, 在学习英语的旅途上，你可能背过单字，考过文法，却还是不能够自然的用英语沟通，那你就来对的地方了。同情学英语的 podcast 就是你可以用最自然的方式来学习英文的节目。想知道如何用我们每周三档不同的节目来进行自然的学习吗？只要去追踪同情学英语的 Facebook 粉专或者是 IG 并留言我想要自然的学习英语，就可以收到 John 老师制作的同期学语学习手册。That's not all. 手册里还有 John 老师精心绘整的媒体 podcast， 还有 YouTube 最适合自然学习的海量资源，等你来索取哟。Growing space debris prompts action from government and investors.As the number of commercial satellites launched into orbit increases rapidly, the risk of collisions and hazardous debris also rises. In response, the U.S. government is setting new space hygiene norms, while private companies are investing in ways to tackle the messy orbital environment. Billions of dollars of assets are at stake, including the orbital devices crucial to navigation and communication used by industries and people globally. U.S. Space Command recently released a report that includes a section on space debris, urging space players to dispose of their defunct satellites safely and notify other operators if any problems with their spacecraft might pose a debris hazard.The report also aims to steer military norms in orbit to prevent potential space weapon attacks that could generate more debris. Astroscale, a Tokyo-based company, is testing a debris removal device called ELSA, designed to latch onto defunct satellites and drag them toward Earth's atmosphere for fiery disposal.The company recently closed a $76 million funding round, which included Japanese billionaire Yusaku Maezawa as an investor. Astroscale is one of several companies developing in-space satellite servicing to extend the lifespan of broken or fuel-spent aircraft. The mission extension concepts have sprouted a patchwork of other companies looking to build on the momentum.While governments try to tackle international rules, the immediate response to the littering of orbit is coming in large part from the private sector. Industry-specific policies for space behavior, similar to the norms proposed by U.S. Space Command, are urgently needed before a catastrophic collision occurs that could lead to burdensome regulations.Experts say that ensuring a sustainable space domain is essential for the growth of the space economy. Governments and private companies must work together to solve the debris problem and mitigate it to an acceptable level. By doing so, the space domain can grow while keeping the environment sustainable. Thanks for tuning in!记得我们每日跟读精选词汇以及 Intense Podcast 节目都在各大 Podcast 平台同步放送，也欢迎分享我们官网 www.15mins.today 以及 Facebook 粉专给亲朋好友。同情学英语 Improving your English on the go. Catch you in the next one. 我们下期见。